This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Back Power Hour Nation. I'm your guest host from Canada, George Freund, coming to terms with some of the things our Lord and Savior told us we could do that no one really teaches you how to do. Ask and ye shall receive. But that's just the title, really. There's a whole lot of procedures that kind of have to fit in the middle. And one of the things we have to manifest, of course, we have to manifest manna for our Power Hour Nation. And probably one of the best ways to manifest manna for them, aside from giving them donations directly, is to support Power Hour Mall. And you can call them at 1-877-817-9829. Or shop online and look for products, because this is it. This is the battle. It's not a battle of where you've got to buy guns and bullets. It's you buy health products to sustain and improve your life. Did you like that show Daniel did about the water? I post some of the shows on my website, too, and add material so that it's, a little more illustrative, because this is radio, and, it's better with some pictures here and there. When you see the pictures of the water, the healthy, pure, clean water, it is just absolutely amazing. And if you're going to manifest anything for health, manifest your drops of water to be the way they should be, the way God intended in your body, as a living life force for health. I don't know why I worked on that, and I felt just so much better. I had the car in for repairs. I had to do a lot of hiking to go back and forth from the shop. And, I felt like I was 20 years younger just by thinking about all these little water molecules being where they're supposed to be, doing what they're supposed to be, and being clean, pure, and wholesome. When you see the picture of like something that comes from, a beautiful artesian well from glacier water in whatever Arctic or Antarctic climate comes from, or just water that's prayed over, this looks like the typical ice crystal. And when you see water that has been just desecrated, it looks like a toxic sludge. Whether that be from bad energy, from satanic music, or perhaps the fluoride, it just turns that molecule upside down, and it's not going to perform properly, and that probably makes you vulnerable to illness. And, for an older guy with, past coronary issues, I couldn't believe I was walking double time for like 12, 15 kilometers, however much I did that day, going back and forth to the studio and the shop. And just floating with my steps, because I took the power. And that's what Power Hour is all about. Power. Who's going to tell you something like that? How to enrich and develop your body properly. It's just amazing. And, if Donald Trump doesn't want to go to Davos, and I don't blame them really. These are the people that want to enslave us. What could you possibly have in common? They want to use the technology to turn us into cyborgs. Elon Musk says that on YouTube. You can listen to him in his own words telling you what they have for you. That you're going to be like another kind of, Star Trek-y kind of thing, the Borg. And that's why, they're taking away your rights and turning everything upside down. I'm just talking to a fellow, and, he's got a sister that is living a different type of lifestyle. So they had to have a child by artificial insemination. And they're just weird. And they don't even call their baby son a boy or a son. It's an it. It's an it. So you deny that it has any type of human existence. And I can't even imagine I would say that's child abuse, personally. I can't even imagine how a child would grow up that, you know, okay, my car isn't it. My computer's an it. I got all kinds of its in my house. Even my dog, I don't call him an it. You know, I always call him my boy, because he's a boy, and treat him well, because I want him to be happy and well-adjusted to the best of his abilities. God made him a boy, and that's something to celebrate. And I had another dog was a girl. Most of my dogs were girls, and that was something to celebrate. And to take this demeaning language and use it against our children to basically weaponize words to turn them into some sort of budding New World Order creature that will lack probably everything up to and including a soul, because once they hook you to this computer, will you be able to maintain that consciousness, the God consciousness that you were born with? I'd say that's in doubt. And one of the things they promise us, of course, is eternal life. Well, I think there's a better option for finding eternal life, and it's not to be imprisoned in a machine. I think I recall one of those first-generation Star Treks dealing with something like that, too, where a chap is, basically a robot with a human consciousness attempted to be put in, and he falls apart. It doesn't work. Maybe that's what I'll have to look for to watch again and refresh my memory. This is not a game. This is reality. This is the fight. The Gospel of Thomas said the two missing lines, which are in verses 48 and 106, if you're going to read them, if the two make peace in one house, they will say to the mountain to move away. It will. That's a good power to have, especially when we have the Demoncrats. We can't have any malice when we do these things either. That's very important too. We have to be make our thought and our emotion one. You will have to say to the mountain, move away, and it will move away, but you can't do it with malice. So you can't hate Hillary out of the way. It's not going to be successful. You just have to want the betterment of something and do it without any baggage so that we move into a better place. And like I say, I've been practicing, and it's quite interesting. Even yesterday, big snow squalls are coming. I want to walk my dog on the trails, but it's like, you know, if I got to be pushing it with the front bumper, then maybe I'll cut that short. So I just start to pray and manifest. And when I get to the place where my trails are, well, all of a sudden, the snow stopped, sky turned blue, and there was like a circle around us in our favorite place where we could stretch our legs and enjoy Eden the way it was meant to be, and the mountain moved. That's the power you have that's been denied to you, and you have to take it back. And when you take that power back, they're gone. China's going to deploy ship killer missiles. That's going to be one of their dysfunctional powers, as they get these DF-26 nuclear capable anti-ship intermediate range missiles tested and deployed. But is that the answer? That we threaten each other with arms until maybe one day we use them? And we see another thing that's in Bible prophecy is that we are tried in a fire, which could be self-created nuclear fires that we create. That doesn't sound like a life-enhancing option really to me, and I always manifest that we find a better way. And I think that way is available, and probably getting away from all these machinations for mass money and controlling and devastating regions with wars and rumors of wars to keep them prostrate, just like Rome used to do, by the way. And I think we have to go beyond that. What we've done to South and Central America has absolutely been hideous. You know, I've watched documentaries by Jonathan Pilger, probably one of the greatest, most moral reporters around, and he did one on basically Operation Condor, what the CIA did to South and Central America. It was horrendous, absolutely horrendous. The overthrowing of governments, the killing, torturing, and murdering of hundreds of thousands of people. The blood is on our hands, and we have to repent, not prosper from things like that. And when we repent of those sins, we can open the door to something better. We can't deny it and go back to my country wrong or right. especially if it's wrong. We have to make sure it's right. There isn't a left-right. There's right and wrong, and Donald Trump said that in his speech. And maybe something, you know, he should consider doing if he listens to this show is, you know, if you can't tolerate some of the congressional people that you invite over to your house, there's some really nice people in Missouri, Daniel and Catherine and family, and, you know, maybe you should invite them over for dinner and treat them to a good time and give a little tweet about the hard work they do to really do something for America, to really do something for the human race. And the Canadian guy can cover for the show for a day or two while they're out of town. And, you know, treat these people really well because they deserve it. Unlike the treasonous slime that get paid, you know, seven-figure salaries to basically turn everything upside down to make right into some sort of wrong and vice versa so that the power elites can master us and dominate us and basically destroy probably one of the greatest or potential greatest nations the world could ever see. If it repents, it's the greatest. We've still got to work a little harder to get there and look back at the sin debt and clean it. And it can be forgiven, and then we can prosper and move on. And don't we want this? We don't want a financial collapse. We don't want a downward spiral. We don't want to see bigger and broader wars all over the place. So it's very, very important. You know, they say they, you know, all this battle about reopening the government and all that sort of thing. Well, the country was founded on limited government. It's almost a breath of fresh air. It's almost a breath of fresh air. It's like you almost won a great victory that we're going to have a limited government. And, you know, if they're not breathing down your necks or taking your money or something like that, that's probably a better thing. And did anybody really notice too much that, you know, maybe we can get along as we the people without this big autocratic government beating us into the ground? And as the time goes by, we may feel that we really don't need the staffing levels that we've had. And maybe 90% of it could be taken away and the country would work just fine. Just fine. Florida governor suspends Broward County Sheriff Scott Israel for a disastrous lack of response in Parkland shooting. Fantastic. You know, there are so many dedicated peace officers out there who have done so much. And I mean by risking life and limb to save people's lives. Whether they're injured in some sort of accident that's affiliated with a big takedown, whether it be a car accident, or, you know, you're running and chasing somebody and you slip and fall and do some damage to your body, you're assaulted or shot. So many have done so much. This guy has done so little. It's just a crying shame, but I'm glad he's out of the picture. Anyway, we'll be back in the picture on the other side of the break. I'm George Freund, your guest host from Canada. Power our nation. We move mountains.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice. And it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com. Or call us, 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Population in every single U.S. state, and probably in most Western countries as well. And this is one of the greatest propaganda victories of the New World Order ever, is that they have created, through their lies, a way to demean you as a woman, as a mother, and to destroy the family. That's one thing about Christian radio. They have a great show called Focus on the Family. You know, when I listen to Christian radio on my way into work, I'm riding the chill pill. I'm lucky, you know, New York State's just on the other side of the lake, so I can get a great programming from WDCX in the States, because you're just not going to get that much here in Canada with, you know, the liberal bias and corporate media that, you know, they're going to turn anything away from anything that has moral value, really, into something completely upside down. So it's nice to even know that it exists, but I'm at work by the time it comes on the air. The assault on the family was probably their greatest victory. So they make you, you know, hate the fact that you can create life and have children, which is the greatest blessing that God can bestow upon a man and a woman, is to create life. And they teach us to avoid that at all costs, because the most important thing is you have to serve the corporate Borg. That's your whole raison d'etre for life. If you're not bowing on your knees and praying to Wall Street or, you know, some big profitable corporation, you're just not a good person. And it's even worse if you're a woman, because that means you're being exploited or something like that. And, you know, I can assure you from my time that, you know, probably the happiest moment on my life was when the first one was born. And the happiest moment after that was when the second one came along. And, you know, I never had any reservations about not wanting to be a father, to have this new life and to spend time with a child. And, you know, to hang out in bars or to chase around trivial things anywhere had no meaning at all. So my life revolved around at the time, especially back then, I was a peace officer. I worked shift work, so I'd be off a lot of times when, you know, it's regular working hours and I have my rascals to myself. And, you know, we could go places and do things. And we had a beautiful dog as well, a German Shepherd back then. I used to use my police baton for her to fetch, because it was just so good here in the snow. Like, you know, that black composite material it's made out of is easy to see in the snow, and it didn't break through the hard snow too easily. It was just like a little torpedo sailing through the snow. It was easy for her to find and bring back. So, you know, instead of beating people with it, that was my preferred toy for my dog, was my nightstick. And she didn't chew it up too bad, so I could sort of almost use it if I had to. And there's just no better time in the world than, you know, to see this life be born, hold it in your hands, and just have those magic moments that are just truly inspired by our Creator. End of story. And how the propaganda matrix has turned that upside down. So, you know, to make little stories, and, you know, you cook breakfast in the morning before you get them out for school, or take them places to do things and put them on a good course for life. There's just nothing better than that in the world. That is the most intoxicating, vibrant effect you can ever have. And they've done a good job, it seems, because people are turning away from being parents in droves. And I'd have to say that's a major victory from the New World Order, because it opens the door to, one, bringing in cultures that may win the battle of birthing and have a completely and totally different philosophy to life and the world, and basically turn our countries upside down and turn them into something else, which was the long-term game plan, I'm sure. But they're even sucker punched. They don't even realize they're being used as the first step. And the next step is to be the automaton, when they're taken over to be completely and totally artificial after that. And hopefully we all figure that out and just embrace the blessings of children. Anyway, I'm George Freund, your guest host from Canada. We'll see you on the flip side. Thanks for coming to Power Hour Nation.
A doctor's office visit for erectile dysfunction on my smartphone? That's crazy.
No, that's the best edpill.com. ED can affect 40% of men by age 40. Now there's a 95% less expensive option than Viagra. After a live confidential video consult with a fully licensed doctor, we ship medicines fast, free, and direct in discreet packaging. Read thousands of five-star reviews. Click the bestedpill.com. That's bestedpill.com. The online doctor's office.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
USA Radio News.
President Trump is in McAllen, Texas, touring a Border Patrol station. The president says if need be, he would be declaring a national emergency.
I have the absolute right to declare a national emergency. The lawyers have so advised me. I'm not prepared to do that yet, but if I have to, I will.
And regarding that meeting yesterday with Democrats, the president says,
I very calmly said, if you're not going to give us strong borders, bye-bye. And I left. I didn't rant. I didn't rave.
High-profile defense attorney Judy Clark will be defending Robert Bowers, the man accused of opening fire inside a Pittsburgh synagogue in October. Clark also represented the Unabomber as well as the Boston Marathon bomber. President Trump's former personal attorney, Michael Cohen, will testify in a House hearing next month. Cohen will testify voluntarily before the House Oversight Committee before he heads to prison. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
And welcome back, Power Hour Nation. I'm your guest host from Canada, George Freund, hoping to enlighten you on some of the facts and details of the evil plots that are against us. And yes, they're always there, and they deny it and deny it and deny it, and they always come up with that word, conspiracy, of late. I empower myself with that word and use it for my website, conspiracy-cafe.com. I used to do quite a few appearances on Richard Serrett's The Conspiracy Show here in Toronto, which frequently gets into some very, very good material that can empower you, too. He embraces the word as well in his podcast and on his show. We don't run from it, because basically what it means is like 19th century logic. It's called deductive reasoning. And a few were people who were big on, especially looking into the Kennedy assassination or 9/11, you had no trouble filtering through wafts of material, separating the chaff from the wheat, and realizing that we were led down a garden path. We were taken advantage of. We experienced a coup d'etat in one, and we were basically set up in another to empower political elite at the expense of the rest of the world with another, and probably destroy oodles of financial records, both at the Pentagon and WTC 1 and 2. I believe it was the Bank of Sudan that went down there, and a lot of records that were very important that, you know, could have hung the political elite just disappeared. And a lot of computers did things to help their financial crimes escape notice. And of course, the missing trillions from the Pentagon fund were destroyed when the accounting department was hit at the Pentagon. So what a coincidence that these things could happen for the benefit of the deep state and force us into some jihad to go to other places of the world and turn it upside down. I guess we were just fortunate we didn't get that result with the Kennedy assassination, to walk into World War III or something like that back then, to at least give them a chance to do it again in 2001. One of the really interesting things about the truth is, especially when it applies to science, technology, or, you know, things you might even hear on Coast to Coast or something like that, it's very interesting. Max Egan was a great guest. I really enjoyed his philosophies and his desire to seek the truth. I sent him some videos after we spoke, and they were from the San Francisco earthquake. So there's a great before video. I have it on my website, and a link to the after video as well. And, you see a tram going down the tracks to down Market Street to the terminus of the ferry building. And, you see this cute little structure there. It's small and wide, and it has a copper top and aerial sticking out of it and such like that. So, it kind of looks like it's got that Tesla technology edge to it. And while I was looking for other pictures, too, St. Dominic's Church, never seen a church with a roof like that, man. Big, big steel mass holding up the cupola with all the attendant aerials or transmitters, receivers on top. Very, very interesting. Destroyed as well. So when I saw that the filmmakers back in 06 stopped at this structure, I wondered if there's a significance to it. You know, is there something supernatural? Is this like the TARDIS box of Doctor Who? Or was it a means of directing Tesla energy? I'm always amazed at that sort of thing. So I was just flabbergasted to watch Murdoch Mysteries, a Canadian TV show. That's good for the whole family, really. Their first episode was called Power. I'd never seen it before, so I watched it last night because it involves Nikola Tesla and the debate of turning cities from DC direct current to alternating current and the inherent dangers. And of course, it's a murder mystery show as well. But Nikola Tesla is, showing off all the technology that's going to be coming along. And that includes wireless transmission of electricity, communications. It's, way ahead of his time. And that was the thing with Tesla back in the day. Like, you could take a light bulb and the electrical force is passing by frequency. So you could touch the ground with the light bulb and it would glow. Many, many miles away from the source of power. Just amazing material. So I wanted to find something to, scientifically relate to the show. So I found this article called Five Visions That Showed Nikola Tesla Was Ahead of His Time. And it shows this, power facility in New York. It's called Wardenclyffe Tower, designed by Nikola Tesla. And it has the same large steel mass with a ball on top that collects this so-called free energy or wireless power transmission ability. And as I scanned through it quickly, I noticed that Tesla claimed that this generator caused an earthquake in New York City in 1898. And that might be the drawback of Tesla technology, is it has limitless power capabilities. So if something gets out of hand, you can really destabilize the earth. I remember a Toronto individual working on something like this in his garage, and he destabilized the street. It was kind of like shaking and baking a little bit, and he scared himself to shut everything down before it got too far. So I wonder, in hindsight, looking back at the great quake of 06 in San Francisco, and so many buildings being equipped with what appears to be Tesla technology, that if something got out of hand, and maybe because they were filming a few days before the event, maybe they even planned to have it get out of hand, because that's just something even in California today is they like to destroy swaths of real estate and turn it over into something else for some ulterior motive or agenda that we may not be exactly on top of. And whether we see that again in a perfected model with the fires and the fact that they can allegedly pick out places to burn while leaving other places intact is very, very interesting. And not something to be taken lightly, too. But it's a great episode and a great article to read to get into, his technologies. And, one that's just totally space age. This was printed in 1933 in the Kansas City Journal Post. The Thought Camera, Inventing a Machine to Read Mental Imagery and Thoughts. So that would just be like, total science fiction, you would think. Back then, not something seriously discussed, because this is something that they're working on now in the computer era, is that, they can read your mind and make some type of video material about it or some type of computer reading of your mind so that they can know what's going inside. Just absolutely fascinating. And, for those who kind of believe in the little green men things, he did believe that he picked up frequencies from beyond, whatever the beyond might be, and that adds another little bit to the broth. So don't be afraid to think and reason outside of the box, just in case you make a bigger box for us or take us to a new way. And if we can move mountains, what are some of the other things? Not that difficult to scale or climb. It just has to be, we have to think it in our mind and think that we can actually do it, and that's how we can manifest. We see the finished product. So think and pray well. Another piece from, I had a whole lot of things from my archives I was going to do today, but we're going through the time quickly as we always do. But I wrote something a long time ago called Yes, Virginia, There Is a Conspiracy. It was called the Naumann Conspiracy. Werner Naumann was a Nazi, and he was actually arrested back in the days when you could probably get at the truth on January 15th, 1953 by the British, and they came up with tons of material about how the Germans had a post-war operation to take over the Western world through assimilation on the inside with their stolen money, the Reichsbank loot, their special forces, their intelligence services. So he used to be the state secretary of in the propaganda ministry under Goebbels, and of 7 tons, actually, I think it was, of materials. But they arrested them. They had all the documents. There is no conspiracy. It's all there. So part of it was they needed an economic miracle to develop the post-war world, have 3 stages, sabotage the denazification process. So that way, guys like Wernher von Braun can come to NASA and take over. It's no problem that at Peenemünde they were killing Jews like there were no tomorrow. The bodies were stacked up like cordwood. Used license parties as vehicles for Nazi propaganda and bring the Nazis into power. Well, that could very well be the mainstream media we say today with Operation Mockingbird, the CIA director saying that we'll know our disinformation campaign is complete when everything the American public believes is fake, false, wrong, or a lie. And that's very, very important. And we see how they've mastered this ability, the quiet and gradual Nazi infiltration of every thing. And that came through with Operation Paperclip and other things. So Naumann wrote a book, and I'm not too good at the German end of it, so I won't mispronounce it, but it basically works out to the Now-Now strategy, N-A-U-N-A-U. And that almost sounds like North American Union. Anyway, we're coming up for a break, and we'll see you on the flip side. I'm George Freund. This is Conspiracy Cafe. Glad to have you aboard.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 76280. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 76280. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Welcome back, Power Hour Nation. I'm your guest host from Canada, George Freund. And, you know, an interesting thing happened just before we went on the break is, you know, something's tried to break into my computer and my security protocols all acted off there. And I like this one because it gives you the IP number. So it appears that somebody from New York City, and I love the IP address. It's got 666 in it and a 33. So, you know, that's kind of cool for the Mark of the Beast number and the 33rd degree of Freemason, and they're in Manhattan. So I guess when we get into the good stuff about who's Germany and who's not and what's really going on in the world, you know, people are listening and peeking in your windows, and not the kind you can push the ladder down to the ground up against the side of your house, but the kind you use on your computer. I wrote something a long time ago, too, that got picked up by Associated Press called The Citizen's Manifesto. That's on my website, United Press International Outside View, The Citizen's Manifesto. And they did that way back in 05 when I was doing Toronto radio. And by and large, what this was I combined constitutional law with contract law so that your constitution, and basically all countries' constitutions, are a contract with we the people. And when you break the constitution, you violated the contract, and the contract's null and void. So you no longer have power over us, because basically the people that are looking after these things are our maids and servants, not our masters. We're not their slaves. It's just for expediency's sake, it's better to have an organized structure of government rather than 300 million people running helter-skelter all over the place arguing with each other. It's bad enough we just have a few hundred in Congress doing that. But it is a contract. And I remember when I was doing it, was a nice young lady who was a law student proofread it for me. She was what she called the grammar Nazi, so that was a good thing to have if you're going to have something published that it's perfect. And she came from a rich railway family or something like that, but a very nice young lady, and she did this for me and just, you know, tweaked it so that, you know, you're not going to find any punctuation out of place. And that's good. But lawyers on both sides of the bench, crown attorneys, we call them here in Canada, defense lawyers that I knew that read this, you know, were just mesmerized, because nobody ever thought of applying contract law to constitutional law in the manner that I suggested. And it puts a fiduciary duty on the government to maintain this contract. And when they break the contract, it's just like you break any contract. Start over if you have to. And so we don't have to take it. And we have grounds in contract law not to have to take it. So it's just a little something to think about as they try to squeeze the vice upon us. You see, the beautiful thing about Americans is you wrote down a whole lot of things that people in other British colonies didn't write down. And part of it was, you know, of course, the Second Amendment and the right to bear arms. And a lot of people, including myself, because they didn't teach us this in school, but the right to bear arms came out of the English Bill of Rights in 1689. And it came out of that Bill of Rights because things happened back then. It was called the Inquisition. And after you went through that, you know, the torture that they used on people was just too horrendous to even describe here, even on radio. After you went through that, you know, packing a piece or having whatever kind of arms they had back then wasn't such a bad thing. Not a bad thing at all. And two kings in a row decided to make sure that this is enshrined for the future so that you never have to go through this again. And the Americans were smart, of course, because they wrote it down. Got a Second Amendment. Everybody else didn't, and then propaganda comes in, turns everything upside down, and they take those rights away from you, and what's going to happen after it's finished? Well, then you have a total, complete power dialectic here where you have a master-slave relationship, and they can bring back the Inquisition because you're a global warming skeptic, or, you know, you don't approve of transgenderism or something like that, or you have an opinion that goes against the government, or, you know, maybe you're just a terrible isolationist nationalist or something who doesn't want to go along with the flow or doesn't like the fact that, you know, we can indebt slave you forever with borrowing money over and over and over again and subject you to correction. Maybe even as radical as it was back then. It's amazing how history repeats all the time only because we let it. I don't know if I have time for this one. It's something I've wanted to talk about for a long time, the Master Plan Niederlage, which is another German word for, you know, what's coming for us. That was put up by the defeat section in Germany. So when they knew they were going to be defeated, they realized that they had to have post-war action against us, and that's where they used the intelligence service, special forces, and the money to infiltrate and take us over. And I came across a really great book. And it just floored me, really. And it was called Ratline. And it tells you where Hitler ended up, ultimately. And it was final resting place, Indonesia. and another individual who was a very young child had connections. Well, he was still alive there. His name was Obama. And a doctor on a USAID ship, which is a CIA cover, on a ship called the SS Hope, ran into him and recognized him for who he was and reported on same. It's all well known in Indonesia because in their language it's been published in the media and talked about, and it's talked about in the book. An American ambassador's son from Argentina went into the secret documents and records and found out about the rat line, the escaping ones, and where they went, how they went, until they started to figure out what he was doing, and then the files disappeared. But he got enough to really make a good book out of it. And, you know, they say that his real name, Hitler's real name back then, was George Anton Pock, with, you know, the German spelling O with two dots over the top, and that he converted to, of all things, Islam. It's a very, very interesting blog I have there, and, you know, gets into what we call the Master Plan Niederlage, Niederlage. You can search that up on my blog spot at conspiracy-cafe.com and have an in-depth read of, and even a photograph of an Indonesian newspaper back then about what they found out and who this is. And maybe we can breathe some hope into the fact that we can get to the bottom of this and turn it around before it goes too far. I remember listening to a PBS show. I don't know if I could ever find it again, but they had an American military policeman or something like that who went to the bunker. He talked to a Russian officer, and he asked him, where's Hitler? That he escaped. And he went into great detail about that. Very, very interesting stuff. Anyway, the music's coming on. We're running out of time. We'll have to wait till the next time and pray, manifest, put it to God. You can move mountains. The power is within you because God is within you. You can't be beaten. Anyway, I'm George Freund, your guest host from Canada. Thanks for coming out. God bless you all. God bless the Republic. And seal the borders.
Imagine a cold winter blowing outside, yet you are warm and cozy inside with economic, safe, comfortable heating thanks to your Sunair ductless furnace. The Sunair ductless furnace provides your home with comfortable, radiant electric heat that stays near the floor where you are, not on the ceiling where you aren't. It's simple to operate in the most energy-efficient furnace in the world, heating up to 500 square feet for about $1 a day. Sunair heaters and purifiers are made in America and built to last. To order, call the Power Mall at 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. Hi, it's Catherine from the Power Hour. If you are one of the many millions of people who have difficulty falling asleep, staying asleep, or having unrestful sleep throughout the night, REM sleep could be the solution you've been searching for. If you are like me and are afraid of the dangerous side effects from prescription sleep aids, REM sleep is an all-natural alternative that contains ingredients research has shown to help improve and enhance better sleep. REM sleep will get you the deep sleep you need to feel your best and will ensure you wake up feeling energized. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.